From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. More information, but no conclusions as yet in the Egypt Air investigation. The first photographs have emerged of debris of Egypt Air Flight 804, which crashed into the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris, killing all 66 people on board. The Egyptian military posted the photos Saturday on its spokesman's Facebook page. They appear to show the heavily damaged remains of plane seats, life jackets, one of which is seemingly undamaged, and a scrap of cloth that looks to be part of a baby's blanket or a sleeping bag. The Egyptian military announced Friday it had found debris in the eastern Mediterranean about 180 miles or 290 kilometers north of Alexandria. Now, while the information may help investigators, more wreckage, including the black boxes, will need to be found before they can piece together what happened. France's Bureau of Investigation and Analysis told the French news agency AFP that it was far too soon to interpret and understand the cause of the accident, as long as they said we have not found the wreckage or the flight data recorders. Search teams were scouring the eastern Mediterranean on Saturday for more parts of the plane as well as the black boxes. While Egypt's aviation minister has pointed to terrorism as more likely than technical failure, the French foreign minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, said Saturday that nothing has been ruled out. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider Ben Abadi is condemning the actions of demonstrators in Baghdad who breached the international zone, an area where government buildings are located. Police used tear gas to force the demonstrators to retreat after they attempted to storm the government buildings. This is VOA News. Iraq's ambassador to Jordan says that the border crossing between the two countries is expected to reopen in about 2 weeks, ending an 11-month closure and allowing for a resumption of vital trade and the return of Iraqi refugees. Safiya Al-Suhair said on Saturday that the troubled crossing is to open once any explosives planted by the Islamic State group in the Anbar border area are cleared.
One of the problems is the landmines that ISIL used to have all over the area that has been invaded by them. So one of the reasons is to clean the area and make sure that no harm is going to given to any of the civilian who is going to cross the borders soon after the opening of the borders.
Earlier this week, Iraqi forces drove IS out of the Anbar town of Rutba on the main Jordan-Iraq trade route. It was the most recent setback for the extremists who have overrun large parts of Anbar since 2014. The Pentagon is dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Russia's defense minister floated the idea during a meeting Friday broadcast on Russian state television. A Pentagon spokesman, Captain Jeff Davis, said it made little sense for the United States and Russia to join forces. Davis said Russian operations are supporting and enabling the Assad regime, and the U.S. is solely on degrading and defeating the Islamic State. Nigerians are celebrating the recovery of the first of over 200 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram extremists 2 years ago from the town of Chibok. But some are voicing concerns about the spotlight of public attention focused on the rescued girl. Chris Stein has more from Abuja.
Amina Ali had not been free for 2 days before she met the press. She sat before journalists in Nigeria's Aso Rock presidential villa as President Muhammadu Buhari presented her and her newborn baby to the world. It was a triumph for Buhari, who took office last year pledging to defeat Boko Haram. But giving the media access to Ali so soon after her rescue was concerning, said Aisha Yusufu, a top strategist with the Bring Back Our Girls movement, which has advocated for the schoolgirls' rescue.
The whole media circus was a bit, was like a circus. So it was a bit distasteful. It should have been a private moment that she should have had with the president.
A spokesman for Buhari declined to comment. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
A volcano in western Indonesia unleashed hot clouds of ash on Saturday, killing three villagers and injuring four others, according to officials there. I'm Ira Melman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.